Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and being an integral part of the show today. I'm Barb Sayer, CEO and Marketing Director of Sister to Sister Enterprises, a marketing and strategic consulting firm. My hope is that you will gain enough from the show to come back again and again, and that you'll tell your friends and the people you do business with about the show as well. My purpose for the show is to provide value in the form of educational pieces each time we air as to what makes a solid foundation for a business, what forms of marketing are out there, how do they work, and how do you know which one is the best fit for your business, and much, much more. Today, I'll be talking about my upcoming event, Your Way to Wealth Summit. Gain the tools you need to stop your business from hemorrhaging revenue, leads, customers, reputation, website views, and much, much more. That will be after our first guest today, so stay tuned to the end for this valuable educational information that can literally transform your business. The other aspect of the show is that we will have in-depth interviews with business owners and successful established entrepreneurs. We'll pick their brains, too, for the best practices and methods to grow your business and expand your reach. What works and doesn't work, and how to capitalize on what does work. So let's dive right into our first guest, Linda Brewer, who is a destiny architect. Linda's passion is to create a safe place for a person to connect with their sacred heart and discover the root lie they believe about themselves that is affecting their life. So good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, Barb. Thanks for having me today.
Well, we're excited to have you. Thank you for being on the show. So first, the first thing I like to do is get to know Linda a little bit better. Can you tell us a little bit about who you are, what makes you tick, and, you know, your passion, how you got into this business?
Well, my passion is for people to always be safe and to tap into that undeniable core need that three needs that every human being has, that they belong, they're worthy, and they're competent. And I got in business for myself through a divorce, and my ex-husband wanted me to pay him a high ticket price just to process some orders. So that's how I got in business for myself. But I've always loved business because it has a process to it. And I love your passion about what you're going to be talking about afterwards, because when we put a process in our lives, then we've got that core foundation. And from that, we truly are architects of our lives and our businesses. And we have a plan to go when something gets whacked or the wall begins to collapse. So congratulations on the work that you do.
Well, I thank you very much. So I'm looking at your bio, and it says the root truth is that the truth they need to receive is that each of us is love. And you help us choose our lives in truth through awareness of the lies that they believed. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, from the time of conception, we began, even in the womb, our cells began to form beliefs, because our beliefs are formed in the cells and the subconscious. You know, am I safe? Do I really belong in the world where I am? Am I worthy to be there? And will I be competent? And so when any of those get out of whack, then we begin to try to compensate in the other arena, like someone who doesn't ever feel like that they have belonged in their family or in school, or they were less than, they will overemphasize the competency leg possibly, or they will pay any price to feel like they belong to a group or a certain party or something. So it is finding those beliefs that we form when something is said to us or an action is done, that we know within ourselves that we are created in love and by love. So the only thing we can really be is love. But then we have these things called human experiences and human circumstances that we need to always be able to go and take a deep breath and say, okay, this is my human circumstances, but this is not who I am.
Oh, excellent. This is, I like that.
And this may be what I choose, how I choose to behave. And if it's loving and honoring behavior, then that's wonderful, because those belief systems will begin to, I compare it to the eternal flame at John F. Kennedy's grave. We all have that eternal flame within us. And anytime that is nurtured with light and with appreciation and encouragement, that light grows brighter. But if we think we need to have someone else's approval and that person doesn't meet our approval, then we begin to build a crust over that internal flame, and we just keep building those crust on it till our bodies get affected by sickness. And then we have financial issues or we have relationship issues. And so it is just, it's like the architect of our lives. Everything gets out of whack, and then we don't know how to go back to the core of ourselves through appreciating and asking ourselves questions and what belief is driving this, so we can begin to know the truth about who we really are.
That is powerful. How did you come to this realization?
Well, at 42, my body just started shutting down, and I had never, ever really felt like I really belonged anywhere, so I was always struggling to try to be a people pleaser, but when my body shut down, it was in the days in New York when Knight and Coningell put out these videotapes.
Right.
And so that ages me, but they saved my life. And I was coming back home after work one day, and I heard this guy, and he said, and his life just sounded so much like mine. And so at the end of the tape, they said, you know, call Bill McGrain, who was what I call Papa Bill. And he died 6 months after I got into it. But when I went to his first session or his seminar, he says, what do you believe about your spirit? And I said, well, I don't have one. And so then he noticed I didn't breathe either. So in the process of learning to appreciate me and realizing all the things that I had survived through was not who I really am. And at the core of me, I've always just wanted to be a light and an encourager, but I never received it, so I was always striving to get that.
So that kind of goes into my next question. How does the power of our words create our destiny?
Well, notice if someone uses a lot of battle words or war words, they have, I've never seen it when they didn't have a battle going on inside of them. And if people can change their verbiage to, I am, I receive, I choose, no thank you, yes, and they don't add what I call dance words to them, then that begins, they begin to see the power of their words, and they don't have to add the dance to them, which ends up being an excuse, which makes them look artificial or like they're not telling the truth or just trying to make an excuse. Have you ever called anyone and said, would you like to go to dinner tonight? And they said, yes, I would like to go, but I've got to do this, this, this. And if they had just said, no, thank you, I can't, it's not convenient tonight, then there's truth to that, that your spirit can receive, okay, I wasn't stupid for calling and asking them, would they like to go to lunch or to dinner or to a movie or something. So it's when we feel like we've got to add these stories to our words that we lose our power.
Oh. That's very interesting. You had a defining moment when you were about 5 years old. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, when I was about 5 years old, I remember looking up at someone, and at 5 years old, he looked like a giant. He looked like a giant. And, Barb, I believe that's when my whole life shut down. Whatever I said to him, I did not get the response I needed to feel loved or appreciated or competent or anything. And I remember it, and I remember shutting down, and I remember having that feeling of isolation and I've got to strive. I've got to be smarter than everybody else. I've got to make more money. I've got to be a success in the world's eyes. So I spent my entire life either hiding or trying to be smarter than anybody else or dress better than anybody else or have more things than anybody else. And there was a part of that that was so unhealthy that it overrode the part of me that would not have been detrimental to me. And so when we look at people and they are overcompensating in one area, that there's a signal there that there's a part of them that's not whole and they have a lot of internal language or feelings or stress or resentment or bitterness.
So this experience you had when you were five, when you put your hands on your hips and said, "That's not what you meant."
Yes.
Go ahead.
And whatever that, ever how that person looked at me, I still, even when we're talking about it right now, it's just like I feel like I'm encompassed in a glass shell that I can't get out of.
Oh, wow.
But I know that I'm out of it, and it's the feeling. It's not. It doesn't drive my behavior anymore.
Super. So just a little side note. How you said you had these things going on all your life, and it changed when you went to the Nightingale Conant seminar. So
to the McGrain seminar, and I was listening to the Nightingale tapes. Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. So can you give us an idea of how long that period was that you were stuck in these beliefs about yourself that were not
I was 43 when I realized that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wow. That's all right.
My body just started shutting down. I would be driving on the main highway, and a tractor trailer would toot their horn, and I would wake up because my arms would go to sleep, or I would just physically go to sleep. And at that time, I would sleep about 2 or 3 hours, and then I was up working on the next day's work.
Wow. That's hard to keep up.
Yes, it will tell on you. It will tell on you.
Yeah. So you believe that to heal any problem, a person has to heal the source. And the source
absolutely
is the memories that they've stored in their sacred heart, which you describe as their subconscious and their cellular memories. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And some people may call it their spirit, some people may call it their heart, but at the core of us, we have these beliefs that drive a thought. The thought will create words. Our words will create an action. And our action will create our character, and our character will create our destiny.
Again, that's very deep and powerful.
And it doesn't, it's just when you sit back and just think about it, Barb, it doesn't have to be deep. It's just, am I willing to build a relationship with myself that I can mm-hmm. live with me through every circumstance in life?
Okay. So you said your body started to shut down. So that has something to do with how our body lies to us?
Right, our bodies cannot lie to us. And a simple definition or an example for me is that if you look at, if someone's jaws are tight, they're very angry. If their shoulders stay tight, you know that they're carrying responsibility that they can do nothing about, and it's not their responsibility, but they are such caregivers or take charge people that they carry it on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone, if your temples get tight, you're trying to live in that head and you're trying to figure it out mentally. So you will use words like I see, I think, I believe, I know. And so those type of words will let you know that people are not connected to their spirit and let their wisdom of their spirit give them answers. They're trying to figure it out in their own intellect and humanness.
Oh.
Bones, if someone has bone issues, most likely they have a deep-rooted bitterness issue. So every organ and every main organ and every part of our body has an emotional connection. And if we store anything other than love and honoring and gratitude in our language and our belief systems and everything, our bodies one day will say, I've had enough. And I'm going to start to get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it does.
Very interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, and like someone with diabetes, most likely at the very core of them, they have a belief, life is not sweet, and I don't have the ability to make it sweet enough.
Hmm.
And so people will take that you're judging them, and you're really not. You just offering them a way to begin to think about their illnesses that is connected with their mind, body, and spirit in totality.
Uh-huh. Very, very interesting. So I'm going to move this along a little bit. I love everything you're saying. I really want to hear it all. But I do want to get to a couple of topics for our listeners. So do relationships entangle or empower you?
Right. Our relationships, we either empower and encourage someone, or we entangle it either by being a victim or making them a victim, or we are a persecutor, or we're being persecuted by someone, or we are a victim. We live in those, what I call triangles, instead of the pure essence of our spirit. So if you and I were sitting down having coffee and you were trying to rescue me, that's not healthy for either one of us. But if we're sitting down and you say, Linda, I need to know more about what's going on in your life, and you said, have you considered, would you consider, or what choices do you feel? So the empowerment of questions to help a person go inside of them instead of trying to saying rescuing them or persecuting them or something. They're being empowered and they want to be around you more. They feel,
uh-huh.
Hey, there's something about this person that's different.
And that kind of leads right into how can we resolve conflict? And I think I'm hearing that when we empower and encourage others, that conflict's going to go away.
The conflict is never what it seems to be. The conflict comes when we say you, or they say you, instead of you finding out what the real issue is. And this is a real simple one. You might have a coworker, and when you look at her, you might not like the way her hair is cut. And that sort of triggers something in you, and you don't know what it is. But you just don't want to be around her, or you go and tell someone else, you know, I just don't like the way her hair cut, or it could be a man, I don't like that tie. But that has triggered something in your core being or in your subconscious mind, and that you, at some time, you had some type of association with someone that is triggering something. So if you just give yourself permission and say, I wonder how come that haircut bothers me. It's not the person who becomes the haircut.
Okay. Then we can put things in perspective.
Beg your pardon?
Then we can put things into perspective if we dig into it like that.
Yes. And it can be, you know, just set an intention to wonder about it. You know, I'm asking for the truth about this.
Right. So you keep talking about at the core of us. How do we understand the three unchangeable, undeniable core needs of every human being, which are to belong, to be worthy, and to be competent? How do we understand that?
Well, to belong is one of the world's greatest needs, and one of the ways today people want to belong is, and I hope your viewers will hear this out of love, we are transferring a lot of this to animals because animals don't judge us, they don't condemn us, they just love us.
That's true.
So had you had someone rather go home to a loving dog that will curl up and lick their face and be so glad to see them, or had they rather go home to a spouse who's just criticizing them, causing them to be wrong, whatever. It's just an innate need that human beings need human beings, and we need something to be loved and be loved by.
Okay.
And then, so that's where I think, beg your pardon?
Go ahead.
And the belonging is, Caroline Mace made a comment one day about she was at a gas station and all of these people came in with these tattoos. And she, you know, she just stopped and thought to herself, you know, why did these people do that? So she went out in the parking lot and started talking to them. And when she pulled off the thought, she had the thought, her truth came to her, they want to belong. So we will find something to belong to.
Right.
And then we need to wonder about and be inquisitive within ourselves, is this belonging costing me a conflict within myself that I don't want to pay the price for?
Right.
And the competency is when people are so afraid to feel their feelings, or they've never been able just to speak their truth without being judged or criticized, they will master that brain because they feel like that gives them control, and they have power, and they are unstoppable.
Wow.
Or they feel, you know, if they make an A on a test and everybody else fails, well, I'm competent and they aren't. So it's that comparison to other people and to other circumstances that keeps us away from our peace.
Right. Okay, so I have, before I get into giving our listeners a way to get in touch with you, know more about what you're doing, and maybe even have a consultation with you, I wanted to ask how to optimize our four unchangeable core energies, power, love, knowledge, and wisdom.
How you can optimize them is to know what is causing you stress, what is in your life causing you stress. But for your listeners, Barb, if they would go to my website, lsgcorporate.com, and go up into the right-hand corner as they face the screen and take that TBI profile, it'll take about 5 or 10 minutes. If they put in their true email, they're going to get a complimentary version of what their core energy is. If they want to know more about it, I will give them a 15-minute consultation. If they will email me at lyndab@lyndasbrewer.com and put in the line your name and your show, and then it will help them understand how they use their conflict strategy, how they can make their greatest contribution, and how they learn the best.
That's powerful. That's good to know. Let me reiterate that. The website to get the CDI profile is lyndab@lyndasbrewer.com. And they place in the subject line Barb Sayers listener in the
Right.
You'll know that they came from the radio show then.
Right. And the profile, the link to the profile is up in the right hand corner. And I gave you either one will take you to this page where you can just go up there in the right hand corner and it says CVI. And when you click on it, it will ask you for your name and your email. This will not put you on a mass mailing list by any means. And I offer it to you and your listeners as one of the greatest indexes in the profiling that I have ever seen. It just helps you understand who you are at your core being and the energy that you have, where you will always know that you have the right to make a contribution and be acknowledged and received without stressing out, without intimidating, without manipulating, without interrogating. You just, it's just a tool, it's just awesome to learn about yourself.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I took this profile and it was very informative. And I believe that I gave wrong information just a second ago. You have to go to www. Is that an I or an L?
LSG.
LSGcorporate.com. And that's where you'll find the CVI profile up in the right-hand corner. Then if you email Linda at lyndab@lyndasbrewer.com, then she can give you the results and they can get a consultation with you, right?
Right. I'll give them 15 minutes consultation to help them understand that this is just who they are. And the only time I have not seen this profile work is if someone thinks that they are one human being and their professional life is something else. I had a gentleman who took it and it just blew me away, and I called him and I said, "What in the world did you do? Who took your second profile?" And we both started laughing at the same time. It hit us. I said, "Oh, you took one as a human being and then you took the other as your profession." He said, "That's exactly what I did." And it was so opposite. And then he realized how come he had so much stress at work, and he was so unhappy, and he went home just totally wiped out.
Wow. So I wanted to let our listeners know that Linda is focused. She has a commitment to all of her clients to create a safe place to ask loving questions, so that you feel encouraged and worthy of love. So the choice is yours to move through your fears and addictions into love and truth that creates loving thoughts, words, and actions in your life. Linda's heart's intention for each listener is that each thought, feeling, and spoken word creates a relationship that entangles or empowers us to create a prosperous destiny. And I think that is just wonderful. I encourage all of our listeners to go to that website, take the CBI, even if you don't have Linda talk to you about it, have a consultation with her, but at least take the questionnaire there and get to know who you are at your core, so that you can encourage yourself to be more. So, Linda, we are out of time, but I truly appreciate everything that you've shared with us today, and I know our listeners really appreciate it too. So Linda is a destiny architect, and if you want to improve your destiny, get in touch with her. Thank you, Linda, so much for being with us.
Barb, thank you. It's been my honor.
Well, the privilege was mine. It was great getting to know you and your business. Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break, but don't go away. Next up, we're going to talk about the Way to Wealth Summit event taking place on November 17 and 18. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
PBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth. PBSRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so glad that you stayed with us to the end here, because I have something that's exciting for me to share with you. You know that my purpose for the radio show is to help businesses be better, do things better, gain the tools that you need. So this Way to Wealth Summit is an actual outgrowth of that purpose. So it's going to help you gain the tools that you need to stop your business from hemorrhaging revenue, leads, customers, reputation, website views, and gosh, just so much more. It's going to be on November 17 and 18 in Denver at the PPA Event Center on Decatur Street. Check-in will start at 7 o'clock, and it runs until, I think, 4 on the first day and 5 on the second day. So it's an all-day, two-day event. There's going to be a room full of super smart, sharp, motivated business owners, entrepreneurs, and experts that will gather for 2 full days of supercharged excitement, education, and fun. This event is really a unique opportunity to gain insight on what makes for a solid foundation for phenomenal success in your business. So who is this for? Let me ask you a few questions. Could you stand to have your conversion rates increase? Would you like to know how to get more quality, targeted leads to your website or opt-in page? Have your email campaigns brought lackluster results? Do you know you need company branding, but you're just not sure how to do it? Have you placed your, updated your business plan? Or do you even have one at all? Are you at a point that you need to invest more for the growth of your company, but you're a little gun shy to actually pull that trigger and get started with the expansion you want and need? Do you need guidance on how and when to invest in your company? And are you clueless about social marketing? Do you have a website but need to make it more appealing, more mobile friendly? Well, if you answered yes to any of these, you definitely would gain tremendous value from being at this event. So if you said yes and you're serious about growing your entrepreneurial or traditional business, you just can't miss this exceptional opportunity. We would love to have you to be a part of this live event experience. Bring your marketing team, your business development experts to gain the most for your business's future growth and unprecedented success. So I am the host of the show, and I'll tell you a little bit more about me. I have been an entrepreneur from a very young age. I know the dedication and the tenacity it takes to run a thriving, profitable business. Fresh out of high school, I began working with a real estate company as a Girl Friday. And I learned early on the rigors of running a business that has only one employee. I started then my own one-girl show businesses, selling exercise equipment at one point, algae health products, telecommunication products, beauty products, supplemental health products. And I even ran a florist business from my home in Hawaii when I lived in Hawaii. So I'm no stranger to working hard and applying myself to the task at hand. And I was a top performer as a real estate agent in Hawaii and went on to become the sales manager for the firm, as well as creating and heading the training and relocation department. But when I left the firm, the broker asked me to find 10 people just like me for him to hire. So just to tell you, I do have the experience behind me. I bring a depth of knowledge on what it takes to build a foundation for your business, create your ideal client avatar, get the most out of your email marketing efforts. Even have a book that I will be sharing with all the attendees at the event called What If Everything You Think You Know About Email Marketing Is Dead Wrong? So I'm a co-founder and CEO of Sister to Sister Enterprises. We are a marketing and consulting firm specializing in email, webinar, video, and funnel marketing. I'm a graduate of the Cloning of Business Success taught by John Atherath, and I've received certification from Russell Brunson's ClickFunnels as a certified ClickFunnels master strategist, campaign builder, and conversion specialist. So now I run this marketing firm here in the greater Denver area, and it's been particularly evident to me in my interactions with other businesses that businesses in general could benefit from an in-depth training on key elements necessary to establish firm footing from which you can then accelerate growth and revenue. And that's why this year I'm bringing my Your Way to Wealth Summit here to Denver, a live event, in order to serve businesses and driven, successful entrepreneurs in my own community. So I'm going to go through the speakers and what they're going to be talking about. First up will be Maurice Washington. He is the host of the popular Denver-based TV show Executive Talk, where he interviews local businesses and executives who speak out on what matters to business on a local level and more. And Maurice brings to us his insight and experience on why message first, business second is the key to success. Jennifer Whitten Trujillo is an affiliate faculty at Regis University College here in the Denver area for professional studies. She teaches or has taught courses in digital marketing promotion, marketing principles, digital marketing tools and tactics, and consumer behavior. Jennifer will teach us the power of a business plan. Without a well-constructed business plan, you don't have a clear path to follow. You'll not get the loans that you may need, and you'll not be taken seriously by others. She's going to assist you in getting started on your business plan if you don't have one, or if you do, she can help you tweak it to make it more powerful. Business plans are the cornerstone of a business. Michael Hall will impart his knowledge on how to make financial decisions for small businesses. Michael graduated magna cum laude from the University of Denver in 2004 with a degree major in business and minor in finance. He spent his previous life in the mortgage business right out of high school before starting a career in the investment world early in 2003. And now Michael will share his wealth of knowledge with you. Michael also will talk to us about how important your attire can be to your success. It is said that, you know, first impressions are lasting impressions. Your business is full of first impressions. You never know when you will have an unexpected first impression. Michael is an expert in the clothier industry, and you won't want to miss his insight on this subject. Pamela Bruner, known as the Facebook Ads Expert, will share her knowledge and experience with you and walk you through the importance of using Facebook ads for your business, and how to accomplish success with Facebook ads, and how to capitalize on her methods for Facebook ad success. Greg Schenken from Boulder is the founder of Gloss, a full-service digital marketing agency with a passion for helping B2B and B2C businesses make more money while having fun. Greg will share with you how to delight your visitors so they keep coming back for more. They buy more stuff and share their experience with the world. So whether you're sending promos to customers, nudging prospects toward a sale, or gently reminding customers to reorder, discover how you can clone you and your team via automation to generate more revenue and acquire more new customers. So liberate yourself to pursue higher value revenue generating activities while boosting your team's morale and motivation so that they're engaged more in their daily work. And Greg will share with us much, much more. Joyce Foistel, is a master of marketing and relationship building using LinkedIn. She'll take you beyond the profile. Tips for effective use of LinkedIn. You'll learn ways to communicate strategically on LinkedIn and discover a variety of search tools on LinkedIn to find referral partners and potential clients, to enhance your professional credibility by publishing articles on LinkedIn, and determine if it makes sense for you to have a paid LinkedIn account, and find out how to stay on top of mind with your LinkedIn connection. Hugh Little from Florida wants to change the way the world perceives sales and salespeople. Hugh is the sales wizard. He started Red Cap Sales Coaching so he could teach business people to sell in a different way, in an authentically human way that connects the seller and the buyer together in a mutually beneficial relationship. Hughes Coaching turns selling into fun, pleasant, profitable experience for the actual salesperson and the prospect alike. The Sales Wizard is an accomplished author, speaker, and radio show host. He has over 46 years experience in selling, and his coaching has helped business owners and salespeople all over the world achieve outstanding results in selling. As a public speaker, Hugh provides entertainment, education, and motivation to audiences worldwide. Hugh's promise to you: double your sales and income in 90 days or less, guaranteed. Winley Strain is an expert grant writer who has generated more than $40 million in awarded funds through her grant writing efforts. Many small businesses have heard of grants that can provide free money for their success, but they may not know how to go about writing a successful grant application. Winley will provide the basic information you need to start searching for and applying for your own grants to help your business thrive. Regina Partain Bergman will show us how communication has an effect on our lives at every level, including business and professional. She brings with her experience from owning a regional staffing company with 6 offices in the panhandle of Texas and Northwest Oklahoma. In addition to her staffing company, she provided HR services, team development training, and management development. Regina also served on the board of the Panhandle Workforce Development Board in Amarillo, Texas, and served 2 terms as the president of the board. She's a self-proclaimed serial entrepreneur and owns Bridgeport Network, a woman-owned, diverse, and uniquely connected group of business services, including Bridgeport Resort and Event Center, Bridgeport Consulting, Bridgeport Strategy, Bridgeport Speaking, and Bridgeport Publishing, and Bridgeport Coaching. She will demonstrate to us how to bulletproof your communications on a personal and business professional level. Brad Clymer, president of Bridgeport Strategy, he is a business, corporate, and men's coach and marketer advertiser. Brad will speak on business development, marketing, and advertising. Brad has experience that centers on coaching privately owned and operated businesses and expanding their client base. His methods incorporate over 300 different strategies, propelling a business to achieve their full potential by advancing to higher performance and profit levels. His unique off and online marketing strategies are highly effective in growing a lucrative client base. Understanding that time, team, and clientele are critical to a prosperous business, this dictates Brad's focus in developing innovative strategies for his clients to bring in the money. Brad's many achievements include cultivating a direct sales business that burgeoned to cover 22 states. He helped local, regional, and national businesses reach their ideal clients. His reputable sales career with AT&T sent him on a mission to stellar heights in creating and growing business clients. His background is rich and expansive in business development, marketing, and advertising. He has particular finesse in maneuvering within bureaucracy to achieve desired outcomes. Then we have AJ and April Mata. Quote, "We have a proven track record, revolutionary approach, and immediately results," end quote. Their company, Spiritually Raw, ranks in the top 1% for LinkedIn profile views with over 25,000 connections and 53 plus client recommendations. So the best part, they've already figured it out and will duplicate the exact same process for you. They're experts in media branding. AJ and April are enthusiastic about getting phenomenal results for you and your business. You won't want to miss their reputation on the new mobile business card, V-Card. It's like having your website on your phone and so much more. Excuse me. So, we've left no stone unturned. You'll receive golden nuggets and bronze molders of information and ideas to bring back to your office and implement immediately. I can't wait to get your feedback on the event. It's your time now. You deserve to prosper and grow your business. Let's make the fourth quarter of 2016 absolutely phenomenal. Claim your seat now. Bring a guest and your marketing team. Each guest you bring will receive a $100 discount off their ticket. VIP seating is available. Contact me at bsayers@sisterenterprises.com for tickets and registration. We do have special pricing for groups of six or more, so you may also call me at 303-524-2163. I'll be glad to answer any questions you have. As I said, it's going to be at the PPA Event Center, which is the Police Protective Association Event Center on Decatur Street. It's easy to get to, it has free parking, and its staff are well-versed in providing quality service for the events held in their facility. So that's the end of our show. I want to thank you for being with us today. Again, I'm Barb Sayers, CEO and co-founder of Sister Enterprises, a marketing and strategic consulting firm. So I hope you've gained knowledge and insight from the show today, and that you'll come back often and make sure to tell all your friends and clients about BizBuzz too. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And leave us a message at bsayers@sistertosisterenterprises. You can get on my calendar for a complimentary 30-minute discovery session to see if we'd be a good fit to do business together. That's https://s2sEnterprisesCalendar.acuityscheduling.com. So come back again on November 10, noon Mountain Time at bbsradio.com/bizbuzz, when we'll be talking more with business owners and successful entrepreneurs about their businesses. Remember, your success is our success. Bye for now.